Kildare Today with Owen Beatty.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Already lots of messages coming in to us in relation to the ongoing situation at Castletown House. We'll get to those in a moment. We'll also be speaking to Trasa Keegan from the Save Castletown Committee, because the four Kildare North TDs, James Lawless, Catherine Murphy, Rhéda Cronin and Bernard Durkin, as well as Green Party Senator Vincent P. Martin, met new minister with responsibility for the OPW, Kieran O'Donnell, regarding that ongoing situation. But I want to play a video that was posted on Facebook the other day by Trasa Keegan with an explainer, and a very good explainer, as to what is actually going on at Castletown House and a bit of the history behind it. Have a listen to this, it'll bring you right up to date.
Castletown dwarfs any other tiny pockets of open space we have. It is thoroughly cherished and has become central to community life in Selbridge and Leixlip. A large portion of it is privately owned, and that is the ultimate source of today's problems at Castletown. Castletown House is an 18th century Palladian mansion, restored and cared for by the OPW since it was gifted to the state in the 90s. It is nestled in an expansive, historic and densely biodiverse domain along the Liffey. The house and domain together attract close to 1 million visitors per year and has enormous potential as part of the wider Liffey Valley conservation effort. Castletown House was reopened to the public in 2007, whereupon the Lime Avenue was closed to traffic. Gaze Avenue, which terminates at the Leixlip Dublin Gate in Kilmacraddock, was part of the original domain of Castletown. It has historically been used as an access point for farming vehicles, pedestrians, equestrian passage and for cars. The road was improved in 2007 in advance of a Barbra Streisand concert at Castletown House. This was at the same time that Lime Avenue was closed to traffic. In effect, what is now the M4 entrance became the only vehicular route into the domain. A car park is situated off Gaze Avenue near the house. While these major changes were being made, the OPW adopted a muscular stance around controlling access to the domain. Large protests in 2007, 2010, 2013 and 2014 fiercely opposed this new approach. There are rights of way asserted through the domain, and generations of local families have been using them without interference until the OPW took over. Returning to the issue of the privately held land, in 2020, the OPW agreed a price with the previous owner to purchase it off market. But the following year, Deeper scuppered the deal. Reportedly, it was unhappy with the price. The lands went to open market, and OPW warned that there was a risk of ransom, in that any new buyer could leverage the strategic importance of the lands against the OPW in negotiations. OPW obtained sanction to bid, but they were not successful. In 2023, Kilross and Springwood bought the land, and even though it is a public right-of-way, they subsequently prohibited OPW staff from using the access road, reportedly by some legal means. As a reaction to this, the OPW stunned the local community with an overnight decision to destroy a biodiverse meadow at the Selbridge Gate and construct a new car park. On a Friday night in September 2023, a communication was issued to local councillors, and the following Monday morning, machinery arrived on site. Thankfully, a local woman and her baby physically halted the works, and a call for reinforcements found its way into the hands of hundreds of locals, who immediately appeared at the gate to defend Castletown from destruction. The meadow car park plan was abandoned, but OPW instead announced they wanted to send visitor traffic up Lime Avenue. For the first time in 14 years, the spectre of traffic on the avenue loomed large. Since 2007, Lime Avenue had become a pedestrian oasis, lined by 300-year-old lime trees, home to protected species, and a destination for the whole community for therapeutic and recreational purposes. We couldn't let that happen. A rota was established by locals to man the gates to protect Lime Avenue from OPW's plan. The community also manned the M4 gate for a time. For a long while, these rotas were 24/7. In October 2023, The Save Castletown Committee negotiated a protocol to enable essential services to access the house and domain via Lime Avenue due to the ongoing intransigence of the private landowner on the M4 side. But at the same time, SIP2 withdrew their staff from the site. OPW initially told us this was because the presence of people and signage protesting at the gate. When we offered to stand down that protest, OPW introduced another, more sinister explanation, that they were concerned about the risk of assault by members of the public on their staff, if staff were walking the Lime Avenue in the dark. The true issue is that staff want or need to be able to drive right up to their dedicated spaces at the house, instead of using active travel to access it, like the general public do on a daily basis. In the context of the government's active travel objectives for public bodies and the protective instincts of this community, the needs of a small number of staff are at the root of enormous public tension. The manning of the Selbridge Gate continues. On 30th of October, in another shock move, OPW restricted pedestrian access via the Selbridge Gate. It is now locked for 17 out of every 24 hours a day, impeding a hotly contested right-of-way, which is centuries old. This was devastating to the local community and seen as retaliation for a justified public protest. OPW initially said safety checks were the issue. But when the community proposed deploying a task-specific resource to do those safety checks, OPW expanded their rationale for maintaining the restriction. These new explanations were forced by our escalation of the matter to the Office of the Ombudsman and took 6 months to extract from OPW. A working group convened by Minister O'Donovan to try to solve this impasse has had many long meetings, but issues around how OPW have mistreated the public have led to entrenchment on both sides. Meanwhile, a planning application by the private landowner to upgrade Gaze Avenue and the M4 car park attracted a huge number of submissions, in a clear demonstration of how this community feels about Castletown. On the 14th of February 2024, the Save Castletown Committee issued a proposal to resolve the issues, limiting staff car access and egress times to specific time windows, among other things, but it meant staff would return to the site. OPW supported, but endangered the plan by making a very ill-advised announcement at the time, unilaterally reworking several of the proposed terms and declaring it agreed. Working group stakeholders had not been consulted. An apology was later issued, but the damage was done. A key group within the community, those who are manning the gates, have refused to move forward with that proposal until the domain access hours are restored and safety for the existing third-party services protocol is taken seriously. The whole community recognises the need for staff on site. They have been able to walk to work every day since October, but OPW disagrees with some bizarre rationale. The Save Castletown Committee support the proposal we made on the 14th of February, but we also fully appreciate the sense of insult reflected by the Gate Protector Group, and so we support their requirement that the gate opening hours be restored and safety on Lime Avenue taken seriously before entering into the proposal terms. Whatever it takes to get back to the main mission, reuniting the domain, protecting the Greenbelt, and restoring access and parking via the M4. The Save Castletown Committee is pursuing rights of way as a separate matter. This community's efforts are nothing short of heroic. We are not going away, and no amount of insulting treatment by the OPW will quieten us.
That was a video posted on Facebook by Tressa Keegan from the Save Castletown Committee, and we're going to go to Tressa in a moment, but lots of messages coming in on this, and just to get to some of them, one here says, Minister, please bring the Save Castletown proposal to the table for all parties to vote on. It allows safe phases of access for OPW staff. Let's get our beloved house and gardens open for the community again. Another one here says, thanks to the Save Castletown Committee for having some common sense. Everybody wants Lime Avenue to be pedestrianised. Grafton Street is famously pedestrianised and still has some vehicles on it at limited hours. This standoff needs to end. We need the Minister to take this seriously. How Castletown has gone on this long is a joke. Should have been sorted early last year before the public sale. Well done to the work being done by the community to keep it open. Another one says, with the appointment of Minister Kieran O'Donnell and the new OPW chair, I now have hope that there will be accountability for a series of failings regarding the management of Castletown House and Parklands since this debacle began back in September. That comes in from Deirdre and baby Seamus Brown, who halted the work on the temporary car park. And one more for the moment. Many people are still unaware of this issue at Castletown, so thanks to KFM for airing it. Please remind people the access road and car park at the M4 side are still open and can be used. The main change now is the opening hours of the main gate and Batty Langley gate. Hopefully these will return to normal soon. It's particularly important for those who want to cycle through Castletown to work or to school. And that comes in from Monica. Keep those messages coming in. 0833 97 97 97. Trasa Keegan, thanks for holding on the line there and good morning to you. The four Kildare North TDs, James Lawless, Catherine Murphy, Bernard Durkin and Rhéda Cronin, as well as Senator Vincent P. Martin, met with Minister Kieran O'Donnell regarding that ongoing situation yesterday. And the reason they met with him is that there's been a change in minister with responsibility for the OPW. Patrick O'Donovan was there. Now that Simon Harris has become the new leader of Fine Gael and Taoiseach, he's done that cabinet reshuffle, and we now see Kieran O'Donnell coming in to take over that role. What do we know from those meetings yesterday, Trasa?
Hi, Owen. We know that the four TDs went in, and Senator Martin as well, to make representations because they've been hearing non-stop from the communities of Selbridge and Leixlip and broadly in North Kildare about the heartache that's going on in the communities around what's happening at Castletown. So they have been hearing from those communities daily, several times a day, by every possible method, in person, by text, by email. It has been an absolute war that's going on in North Kildare over Castletown and what's going on. And so they took the opportunity to bring this to the new minister, Minister O'Donnell, within moments of his appointment, by the way. It was put in front of him, and he has relayed the message that Castletown is among his top two priorities, is what he said. I can understand that obviously he has an entire country of OPW to look after, but it is right up there. And that was the first positive news that we heard. Since then, many conversations have happened between those TDs and the minister. And we now have, as of yesterday, a meeting planned in Castletown next Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock with the TDs and with all of the community groups. We'll be there as well, and the councillors as well. So all the elected reps and councillors and groups will be there. That's where it's at right now. So everybody is holding their breath.
What's the general feeling within the community now that there's a new minister responsible, Trasa? Two ways of looking at it. He's a new minister coming in that might not be totally au fait with the situation, but that's been relayed to him now by the other TDs and the community. Or, as one listener has said, they're confident that something might happen. He might bring a new lease of life and a new impetus.
Well, I imagine that, after what happened with Fine Gael and the referendum, the idea of listening and active listening and listening beyond state departments, for example, listening right into the community, I imagine that that's a theme for anybody who's taking up a ministry following the reshuffle. And I would hope that that's the case for Minister O'Donnell. I don't know how effective anybody is going to be in a new role. Obviously, we haven't kind of road tested this minister, I suppose, but everybody is watching to see whether there is substance behind those words. That is extremely, extremely important. There are a lot of problems to solve in Castletown, but unfortunately, OPW have inserted themselves into this whole issue as a problem as well. So he's obviously very close with the OPW now. He's the decision maker around their strategies. And I would expect that he will be hearing from us about how we would like that strategy to change and the approach to change from OPW. At the end of the day, the root issue here is the power being influenced over the privately held lands on the M4 side, and we'd like him to focus on that.
Can people still access from that side? Because there seems to be conflicting messages coming in here whether or not you can come in to Castletown on the M4. It is private land at the moment.
It is private land, and there is signage up that says no trespassing, etc. However, I was interested to hear the minister himself on the floor of the Seanad yesterday relay that the public are able to use it. Now, I don't know whether he meant technically, I don't know whether he meant legally. Everybody would like that clarified, please, because it is obviously a very, very important way of accessing Castletown. It is the only vehicular access route to Castletown. It's along Gaze Avenue and into the M4 car park. The recent planning application that was made by the land owner in Kildare County Council's response to it, they were granted permission to retain that car park, but did state that it was ancillary to and in service of Castletown House. And so that nudges us towards clarification, but it would be nice to hear from the private landowner about exactly what is the status of access to that car park, because everybody's guessing at the moment. And again, with the signage that's there, it's not 100% clear, but people are continuing to use it on a daily basis. That's my understanding, and very, very regularly. So you'll go down there and see cars in the car park almost every day.
And the community are standing strong that vehicular access up Lyme Avenue is not the way forward. I know a survey was carried out and a report was done, and we covered that here on the programme, that explicitly said that Lyme Avenue wouldn't be suitable. If a car met a person in a wheelchair, the wheelchair would have to go down into the grass verge. A woman with a buggy, the buggy would have to go down into the grass verge. This is just not going to work in your view, Tracey, is it?
No, it's not going to work to have a permanent situation whereby traffic is on Lyme Avenue. That is absolutely not going to work. That's not the objective of the Save Castletown Committee. And I don't think anybody really wants to see Lyme Avenue with cars on it. The issue is, of course, that the private land on the M4 side, which is the only access route, the only vehicular access route, the question of being able to use that is the problem. And the private landowner, my understanding, has prohibited OPW staff from using Gaze Avenue, so that access road. That's the issue. That needs to be unlocked, and it needs to be unlocked quickly. In the meantime, because things have gone on so long, we are looking at temporary transitional solutions on Lyme Avenue, but they have got to be done right. They have got to be done right. It's too sensitive. The community's heart is broken with this. Savage and Leakslip, both equally troubled by what's happening at Castletown. We have got to put the problem back where it should be, and that is on the M4 side. It is between OPW and the private landowner to get around a table and sort this out.
Yeah, there's a message, well, a lot of messages coming in. Time for Minister O'Donnell to reform the OPW, get staff back to work in a way that does not compromise the pedestrianised Lyme Avenue, and reunite the lands. Thomas Quinn in Selbridge says the OPW business case of 2022 specifically states Lyme Avenue is not suitable for vehicles. He says the community is united in protecting Lyme Avenue. Castletown House is our green space. The OPW need to restore the M4 access and everything will be resolved, says Thomas. Another one says that it's come in from David Monaghan, who's the Sinn Féin candidate there in Selbridge. He says full credit to the Gate Protectors and Save Castletown Committee for their stellar work in pursuing the objectives of protecting Lyme Avenue and reuniting the lands at Castletown House. Another one as well saying that cars will never be acceptable on Lyme Avenue. And there's another one that has come in, and Tracey, I'm not sure if you want to comment on this. It says, listening to the Save Castletown discussion, does anybody ever ask any member of staff for comment? The comment that a small number of staff are stopping progress is surely making staff a target. Well, what's your response to that, Tracey? Because that has come out from the OPW, that staff feel intimidated, and we heard that in your video a little bit earlier on.
Well, what the OPW said was that the representations that they'd had from SIPTU was that the staff were feeling uncomfortable about passing the protest, passing the presence that the community is holding at the gates. But let me tell you, Owen, if you walk down to those gates, if anybody walks down to those gates, the worst thing that you'll get is a biscuit thrown at you. Not thrown at you, I mean offered to you. Do you know, they are the friendliest. This is the heart and soul of the Selbridge and Leakslip community have come together. And the most absolutely beautiful people standing there doing the most important job. This is the most important issue of a generation in Selbridge and Leakslip. It is absolutely enormous. And people are out there with their hearts and souls to welcome people to Castletown, including, may I add, OPW staff, who are invaluable to this whole process. And my heart goes out to them because they are, you know, to a certain extent, you know, kicked around as something of a political football here and there, which is unfair. They are extremely important. It's extremely important to get them back to work. But the fact remains that they are absolutely welcome to walk up Lyme Avenue. It's beautiful. Walk up Lyme Avenue and use the house. If the union has an issue with that, and there are apparently issues around that, then we need to find solutions on Gaze Avenue, which is the on the M4 side. Invite the staff to walk up the avenue, of course. But after 6 months, we are at a position where something has to give because the grounds and the house do need the staff on site. But I just want to say again, the people standing at those gates are doing it because they want to protect Lyme Avenue for themselves, for their children, for the entire community. There are thousands of people walking and wheeling up Lyme Avenue for recreation and therapeutic purposes, as I said in the piece, in the recorded video there. And there are people with accessibility needs, mobility needs, but there is the general public just wanting to be able to just take a walk, just to use Lyme Avenue, to breathe that space in. It has to be protected. And I want to point out as well that there are enormous biodiversity sensitivities on and around Lyme Avenue. That habitat is absolutely precious. And sending cars up there is something that we are doing with an absolutely broken heart if we do ever get there, to allow narrow, controlled, tight windows of time that fit with the staff shift times. But we're not there yet because the safe cast time proposal hasn't kicked into gear yet. We are at a little bit of an impasse, as I also said in the piece. But if we do get there, it has to be done right. It has to be controlled. And it is a massive concession by the community if we do get that far. And OPW need to be aware of that concession, and they know who's on the right side of the issue here, and that is the communities of Savage and Leixlip.
All right. Listen, Tressa Keegan, thanks for joining us from the Save Castletown Committee, and good morning to you. Fifi Smith has texted in as well from Friends of Castletown. She says the OPW have told us that it is the OPW specifically that cannot use the M4 access road, also known as Gaze Avenue, and Fifi saying that the gate protectors are friendly, law-abiding residents of North Kildare and have never shown anything except being friendly. Thanks for messaging in to us, Fifi, and good morning. We have covered this since it started, really, 6 months ago, and we've heard from the Friends of Castletown, we've heard from the Save Castletown group, we've been up there outside the gates of Castletown House, we've heard from the Minister, we've heard from the OPW and from SIP2, and we will continue to cover this story here on KFM, and thanks to all the listeners sending messages in to us this morning. Just while we're in the North Kildare area, to let you know that tonight there'll be a roundtable discussion broadcast on KFM from Leixlip at 7 o'clock tonight, talking about some of the issues facing the town of Leixlip, and also highlighting the positive work that's being done. 7 o'clock tonight here on KFM.
Kildare Today with Owen Beattie.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, welcome back to the programme. Let's go to the Kilcock area then, where a listener by the name of Marguerite joins us on the line. Marguerite, good to talk to you. You posted on social media the other day issues that you were having in relation to the state of the road from Kilcock out to Summerhill. Tell us a little bit more. You travel that road daily.
Good morning, Owen. Yes, I do. Myself and my husband travel twice a day on it. And over the last couple of months, we've noticed a massive decline in the surface of the road just as you turn from the R148 onto the R158, which is the junction at Mulligan Fuels. So on both sides of the road there's massive holes. So whether you're coming to Kilcock or from Kilcock, you can't really avoid it. So that's one problem. And then as you continue on the R158, there's a small bridge called Rye Bridge. On the incoming side of that, now it's a pretty narrow bridge, there's a massive hole. So to pass over the hole, you have to go around it, but you can only go around it if you're the only vehicle on the bridge. So I know there's a few people that have already damaged cars. My own husband went in his car one day on his own, and he's managed to damage a sidewall of one of his tyres. And I noticed from the Kilcock notice board people, different people put comments up and said, you know, that their vehicles were damaged as well. So that's it. Anyway, it was done. I can't remember exactly when, but it was done, we'll say, 6 weeks ago. And within 3 or 4 weeks, it was undone by traffic.
Yeah, and I've seen photographs as well. The road is in a bad, bad way. And as you say, there's a couple of issues here. Either your car is going to get damaged if you hit one of those potholes, or if you swerve to avoid a pothole and an oncoming car is coming in the other direction, it could lead to a potential collision. So have you noticed any improvement in this road at all?
Oh, absolutely not, no. It's strange because last Friday, when we approached the R158, we saw traffic signs up to say there was something, you know, roadworks or whatever, and we were all happy because we were saying, oh, they're actually doing the bridge and whatever. And when we got there, there was guys clipping ivy off the bridge, like on the other side, you know, on the river side of the bridge, on ladders or whatever. So, yeah, it's strange that, you know, that would be prioritised. Now, I know that's probably a different department within whatever council is responsible. I'm not even sure whether it's Kildare or Meath, because I know that's where the boundary between the two counties are. The piece on the R148 definitely would be Kildare, because that is, at Mulligan's Fuels, that is Kilcock, County Kildare. I'm not sure about the Rye Bridge. But because we make that trip, there's a 22-kilometre stretch between Kilcock and Summerhill. When you get to Summerhill, it's a similar problem with potholes and whatever. But they're doing that at the moment, and they've gone down about 3 feet into the ground. So that's what kind of needs to be done to places where, you know, there's the pinch point where there's heavy vehicles turning all the time, and that's what happened at that junction at the R148. It's like heavy trucks are doing it, but I mean, heavy trucks need to use the road too. Now, I'm not a road engineer, but I would assume that whatever they're using is not of a quality that's going to support heavy traffic.
Okay, we've just had a voice note in from Fianna Fáil councillor on the Claimanuth Municipal District up around the Kilcock area, Paul Ward. Here's what he had to say.
I have been speaking to the area engineer recently in relation to these specific potholes that are listed for repair by the general overseer of the area. The delay in the repair is due to the adverse weather conditions, and they're just looking for a window of opportunity with the weather to get in and repair them and make good the potholes on the Kilcock side of the 158. I just understand that the R158 running to Summerhill, the majority of that particular road is in the charge of Meath County Council from the bridge there at Rye Bridge Estate onwards. So about 9/10 of that road is actually in the charge of Meath County Council. However, I can ask my colleagues on the council there to make representations in relation to getting the repairs done on that particular side of the road.
Thanks to Paul Ward for sending that in. So, Marguerite, just finally, Paul of the opinion that following the fact that you've raised this now, that work is going to be done in the not-too-distant future, which hopefully is welcome and hopefully it makes the roads a bit better.
Absolutely. Well, that's excellent news. So, yeah, my kudos to Paul. But, yeah, it's as I say, it's a very, very busy road. I had actually planned to get out and take some photographs, but it's impossible. So I don't know what time of the day or evening you'd have to go to do that. But it is pretty bad. So that's great news that something's going to be done about it, because it's an accident waiting to happen.
Well, look, leave it with us and we'll keep in touch with Councillor Paul Ward as well, and you let us know if the road doesn't get any better and we'll follow up on it as well. Thanks to Marguerite for raising that with us in relation to that road between Kilcock and Summerhill. Good morning, Marguerite.